Good morning. Thanks for tuning into a new week, which looks like it'll start on a fairly decent footing where the ASX 200 is concerned. The futures market's pointing to a gain of about a third of a percent for the local market that comes on the back of what was a fairly constructive session for Northern Hemisphere stocks on Friday. And it was the European side of things that shaded the performance of Wall Street. We saw the FTSE in London up by about 1.2%. The economic news out of the European sphere tended to be on the better side of things. UK retail sales numbers were quite encouraging. German manufacturing numbers were better than expected as well. And then in corporate terms, we had the bank stocks doing quite well. Barclays stood out. That stock was up by close to 7%. And one of the factors that featured in its numbers was that the bad loan provisions were better than expected. Daimler, the car maker, up by about 1%. They raised their full year forecast and they had better than expected quarterly sales numbers. So all looking quite good in the European side of things. Less so for the Americans. American Express, for example, was down by around 4% with their earnings numbers disappointing over the course of the last quarter. Southwest, however, the airline operator, was better than expected in terms of its numbers, although it must be said that the figures were quite sobering in terms of the quarterly loss, down by $1.2 billion, but their cash burn was better than expected, and it appears as though they are setting the foundation for improved quarters in the time ahead. That's at least what the markets have been concluding on the back of those numbers. And actually, airline stocks were amongst the most improved in the US last week, and that was a factor helping out the Qantas' fortunes last week. It was up by around 8%. So it will remain to be seen what happens this week, given the fact that there's some disappointment around the Victorian government's most recent announcement in relation to an easing of the lockdown. So that might be a feature that plays out in different quarters of the share market today and over the course of this week. But by and large, you would expect a pretty cautious approach from investors over the course of coming days. It's a pretty big week for economic news, mainly in the US, with their GDP figures featuring at the back end of the week. We've got our own quarterly inflation numbers to look at locally as well, but only being out by a little over a week when it comes to the US election, investors will be treading quite carefully in broad terms when it comes to markets in general. The Aussie dollar has been able to improve a little bit. It's back to 71.3 US cents.